How's it going, everybody? First podcast in a little bit. Sorry about that. It has been crazy busy right now between work, huge project going on, not a lot of time to finish the project, so we're just under a lot of pressure with that. My wife's business is super busy right now as well, and so I'm trying to help out with the things I do with that. There's just extra to do, all the side hustles, trying to make time for the podcast, for books, for shoes, and everything else, and then taking care of the home and just, having some form of free time. Just a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. Super all over the place. So trying to do a little bit of everything, but making sure the things that have to get done, that those get done first, and then trying to not get burnt out and fit in the things that I want to do, making sure the things that I need to do are taken care of, and then working in some of the need to do's. So this week has been mainly all work and all a lot of just main work focused, and sorry, I'm all over the place right now. Just kind of did this spur of the moment because I felt like I should do one instead of just driving in the car and listening to the radio. Thought it'd be a good time to knock out a quick podcast. But yeah, some stuff all over the place right now. So haven't had a lot of time this week to work on books and shoes and other things. This past weekend was able to get plenty of the Jordan 1s that came out, and I think I've got another pair that I can pick up from a friend tomorrow for retail. So I think I'll finish with like six adult sizes and six sizes in the adults and then two in the kids. The prices on those are really low right now. I think this was just a wider release than maybe expected and just total pairs available. So not a lot of great pricing for those. But that's okay because, that's one of the things that I'm in the long play for, to see where those go. Instead of trying to do quick flips and turn those over really quickly. Books, I've been able to stop and grab a couple books here and there this week, but not a ton of time for that as well. Just been a lot of work to do. Hope to update you guys some more on everything that's going on a more consistent basis. What else? Work, big work project. Our biggest client is having to move two of their locations into one temporary location for right now. So just a lot of craziness with that, plus all my other regular stuff that I have to do. And when it's a small business, there's, when big things happen like this, everyone kind of has to take on that project as well as handle their day-to-day responsibilities as well, so they can kind of pile up and easy to get behind and for things to fall through the cracks. So trying real hard to keep all that together and then give some, focus on the things that that I want to do that I'm more interested in right now. Just working on Amazon with the books and then just making sure I'm on top of shoes that are coming out and keeping track of all that. Need to do a pretty good update on my total inventory just because I've bought a lot of shoes this past month or two. So just get a good update on the total investment with those. So that's just a brain dump of things that's going on at the moment. And I'm sure this first 4 minutes is not super great to listen to because it's just kind of all over the place here. Things that I want to kind of work towards in the future, especially with the podcast, just been like thinking through different things. First of all, this past weekend, my wife Elon and I, we had to go to Charlotte for an event for a nonprofit that she does a lot of social media and marketing work for. We had to go kind of do this little event for them, and we were able to meet up with some people we've gotten to know that my wife's gotten to know through Instagram, who they just opened a new shop, a new coffee shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Basil. Basil Coffee, Basal. You can check them out on the Instagram. Super cool people, and the shop was just beautiful, and they were kind enough. They're kind of just right now in the soft open phase to let us come hang out on Sunday, even though they're usually closed on Sundays. Made us coffee. We got to talk and chat with them for a little bit, which is just cool. It's always fun to get a new coffee shops whenever we travel, and this is literally a brand new shop that's not even fully open and had some delicious coffee and love what they're going to be doing there. And it's just cool to get to know people in the coffee industry better, especially since I don't have as much time nowadays, since I'm not working as a barista right now, to spend as much time in the coffee community. It was just a real, real cool little visit. And it just got me thinking more about the things I want to talk about on this podcast, besides shoes and stocks and flipping books and stuff on Amazon. Like, coffee is, you know, something that I love for many, many reasons. And, you know, kind of my long-term goal is to open a coffee shop one day. And so, this time it's just hard to kind of stay connected and stay, with some of those things as much as I used to, just things that are happening in the world of coffee. And because I'm not in it every day, I think it's also, you know, I've mentioned that I wanted to talk about coffee and just the coffee community and the industry and all these things that are happening there and stuff, and just kind of bring some information about that into the podcast because I'm not in it as much. It's just not been my main focus right now in comparison to like the shoes and the books and just work, just all those things that are going on day to day. But going and hanging out at Basil and hanging out with the owners there just got me thinking about, like, you know, wanting to incorporate, you know, coffee and what I love about it into the podcast. And so just thinking through maybe like a weekly podcast episode. Let's be real, I don't even know if I'm on a weekly average at this point for podcasts. I would like to be able to do multiple, you know, more than one a week, maybe three episodes, four episodes a week. But I'm obviously slacking on that, and that's all on me. But maybe like a weekly episode, just what's going on in the world of coffee, updates, just pull from other resources like Sprudge, who is a big time resource for coffee information and daily coffee news and just things that are going on locally around me. And then just kind of like visiting this new shop and opening up in Charlotte and, you know, other information that I've kind of come about from just friends who work in coffee and different things like that. You know, maybe an episode every week, just kind of like a what's going on, kind of an update of information that other websites have provided and different things like that. I think could be really cool and something I'm definitely interested in talking about, and kind of just a different style maybe than just a update on books and shoes and my current business stuff. It'd be more talking about like other people's businesses and other things going on in that industry. And there's a lot of coffee podcasts that I listen to and stuff from the perspective of coffee shop owners and coffee enthusiasts brewing stuff at home and running coffee businesses and other things like that. But I think maybe just a podcast in the form of, like, you know, what's going on in the overall industry, like shops that are opening, cool things that I've noticed that are happening. You know, obviously there's people who are in it way more than me at this point and who know a lot more than me for sure. But yeah, I think that might be something I want to talk about in the future. Hopefully sooner than later. Stuff just crazy busy right now, of course, and trying to make all these things a priority is tough for sure. So yeah, maybe a weekly or bi-weekly or, you know, who knows, episode on coffee, and then maybe one more on just, you know, what's going on with not only shoes that I'm buying and flipping and looking for right now, but just other cool things that are happening in the sneaker world. I think would be awesome as well. And then, you know, documenting the journey of Amazon and eBay and flipping books and shoes, kind of maybe an episode on that. And then maybe just an overall update episode every week. You know, if I could do that, four episodes a week, kind of one every other day, one on coffee, one on shoes, one on Amazon and flipping books and other things like that. And then maybe just an overall update on, you know, my life and things that are going on, which who knows how exciting that'll be. But hey, that's what we're going to be doing here, hopefully. So I think that'd be cool if I could shoot for that goal. Not sure how realistic that is right now, because I want to provide consistent content, which I have not done a very good job of at all, but then also provide good quality on those, you know, three or four areas that I've got going on in life. So yeah, just kind of things I've been brainstorming about, thinking about, and really want to push myself to do better at, just to make this a priority. Yeah, so that's kind of my main thought that I've had going on that I wanted to share. And like I kind of said earlier, not a ton of time this week for shoes and books. I've been able to go to Goodwill a few times and grab a few things here and there, but not a lot of time to dedicate to those things. I was able, I don't know if I already talked about this on a previous episode, go through a decent inventory of some old products that my dad's company has, from when we had a retail store for computer supplies and computers and repairs and other things like that. When we had more of a retail storefront, we have a lot of leftover inventory from that that's kind of just been in cabinets and on the shelves. Able to dig through a good chunk of that and find some great stuff to sell for him on Amazon. I've been doing some books and things for him as well, besides, you know, things that I do on my own time that I've bought with my own money. Also trying to create another income source for his company as well through just online selling and stuff and buying some books, and other things while working on the clock for him, and then just going through this inventory of these electronics and computer parts and other things like that. And a lot of the stuff you have to kind of have approval for, get approval to sell on Amazon. But there's a good amount of stuff that I was able to find that we could easily sell, and some good products that we had sitting on the shelves that were just kind of sitting there, not really making anyone any money, not getting any use. So that was really cool to dig through those and find some more things to list on Amazon for that. Yeah, so that was kind of what I was able to do last week, and pick up a few books here and there. Pair of Jordan 11s, I believe, coming out this weekend. I don't know if I'll try to pick those up. I think they're Jordan 11 Low, Easter edition. Not sure how those are going to go, so not sure if I'll be grabbing those. But maybe a couple weeks, April 18th, I think, some more Jordan 1, the Shadow colorway, those will be coming out. Definitely will be trying to grab as many of those as possible. That's kind of like the next big shoe release on my radar coming up here in 2 or 3 weeks that I'm on the lookout for. So excited about that. Yeah, got a couple books that I picked up this week to process, as well as just looking at, yeah, listening to Reezy Resales podcast. And he does YouTube and stuff. He's been flipping books for like 13 years. And he listened to his episode where he interviewed the creator of eFlipper and Scout IQ. And Scout IQ is a book searching app, kind of app scanner for when you're out looking for books and stuff that this guy created that's better than the other ones out there. I'm excited to get signed up for it and be using that to definitely be able to scan through books quicker, but also have a better idea of what to buy and what not to buy. And then the eFlipper software that this guy, I think his name is Caleb, also created, is basically a software you run and it pulls up. You set different parameters and then it searches the entire Amazon database for all the books listed on there. And basically, you're able to find people who are selling books on Amazon for way cheaper than they're actually worth and will go for. And they're doing merchant fulfilled, and a lot of textbooks that you can buy kind of in the off season of textbooks You can buy super cheap and then resell those kind of in August, September, and then also in January, December-ish when textbooks are really in season for a much higher profit. So interested in, I think he's got like a 21-day trial. So interested in trying out that software because it's great because you're just at home buying stuff on off of Amazon, getting it or getting it sent straight to a prep company. They prep it for you and then send it in as FBA, and you really don't have to do that much. Or you can get it shipped to yourself. You can do the packaging and then send it right back in as Amazon FBA, and kind of wait till those textbook seasons hit and see a much higher sale than what you bought it for. So definitely interested in that. Hopefully gonna get to try that out this weekend or maybe next week when things get a little less crazy with work. So we're here at 16 minutes. This might be the longest episode yet. Also, it could be the most boring episode yet. Maybe not. Guess that's up to you guys. But I'm also trying to just document better the things that I've got going on Instagram, as well as doing the podcast on Instagram. You can find me at Blake Wilkie, Blake BLAKE, Wilkie WILKEY. No spaces, no underscores, none of that. If you want to check out, just kind of trying to post more on there. Just like Goodwill finds, progress of Amazon, shoe flips, and some other stuff like that. So if you guys are interested in checking out that, I would really appreciate it. If you want to check out the Instagram page. But I think that's going to be it for today. Hope you guys have an awesome Thursday. I'm gonna get back to work here. Almost done with the drive, so that's pretty good timing. Talk to you guys later.